This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Mike Canary. Later this hour, we'll meet one of the founders of the new Seed and Bean Market in downtown Fort Myers. It offers traditional coffees, teas, beers, and food, as well as a variety of CBD-infused products. We'll learn more. Plus, members of the Florida House debated a bill late into the night yesterday aimed at implementing Amendment 4, which restores voting rights to more than a million former felons in the state. A Senate version of the bill passed out of its final committee stop as well yesterday. We'll get an update on the measure and explore just what the controversy is all about. But first, Florida Gulf Coast University is offering a new cannabis education certificate program next month. It's an intensive 5-day workshop aimed at people in the medical cannabis industry and members of the public who want to increase their understanding of cannabis and its effects, the cannabis industry, and the environment in which it operates these days here in Florida. The workshop aims to educate participants about the history of cannabis, cannabis laws and policies, the characteristics of the plant, cultivation and extraction techniques, cannabis as a business, and its physiology, pharmacology, and medicinal uses. Joining me now is Dr. Martha Rosenthal. She's a professor of neuroscience and physiology at Florida Gulf Coast University. She's also director of education and research at the new Cannabis Research Education and Workforce Initiative at FGCU and is who will be leading the workshop next month. Martha, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mike.
And as always, we invite you to join our conversation. The number to call is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. So real quick for starters, we had you on back in the fall to talk about this class you were teaching called Weed, the Impact of Marijuana on American Life. It was the first class of its nature at FGCU for sure. How did that go?
It was great. It was, I think, beyond our expectations. It was a learning curve, but we had such good results. A lot of our students are already in the industry. Just from the one class, some of the dispensaries approach them and want them working for them. And they learned a lot, and it really set the base for our program of study that is in the works. We have 5 classes in cannabis ready to go for next year.
Wow. Do you know, off the top of your head, what they're like, the nature of those classes? Are they all very similar?
No, because it's so multidisciplinary, as cannabis is. So we're going to be repeating the weed class is now called Cannabis and Its Impact.
A little less catchy.
Yeah. So we got the attention with calling it weed, but it's a serious science. And so first class is cannabis. I kind of think of it as it's a poo-poo platter. It's a little bit of everything. And then we have a class in the fall on marijuana law. We have cannabis culture. And in the spring, we have botany and horticulture and a course called Drugstore Society, which is an overview of drugs in general.
What is the Cannabis Research Education and Workforce Initiative at FGCU, and where does Certera Wellness fit in?
Certera has been wonderful. They have been supporting us and helping us and getting us resources. But what CREW is, the Cannabis Research Education and Workforce, it has an acronym. We worked hard to find an acronym. This is just supporting education in all its different ramifications. We're building the education component, so we're building the program of study. It's not a major in cannabis. Students will get a major in integrated studies, which I think is the direction of that. That's what employers are looking for.
It's not
– you don't study just one thing anymore. You have to know a little bit about the business and the art and the social science and the psychology, all of it. So this is an integrated studies major but with a focus of study on cannabis, and we'll have 9 classes – cannabis related, ready to go. So 5 are ready to go now, and we have the following year a few more to go. So there's that education component. Also, for education for those who aren't current students, we have this 5-day workshop, which I'll talk about in just a little bit, and that's open to the public. Research, we have a couple of research projects going on. We have a survey of medical marijuana patients in the state of Florida just to see what are they using, what are they taking it for, what would they like, what is their, where do they go to get it. And I'm working on one in the medical marijuana physicians to see what kind of education they would want for themselves or for their patients. So we're working on some research there, and we're getting our students jobs.
Is there a great demand from student base?
Yes. The classes are full. They filled quickly.
How long have you been in academia?
My goodness, 25 years.
Have you ever seen any topic or concept or notion scale up as quickly as this in the realm of university setting?
And I teach sex. Right. I teach human sexuality. But this one, this is the fastest growing industry in the country. Hmm. And it's kind of like getting in on Google in 1997. It's get in now. Hmm. It's only growing.
So how did this five-day workshop come about? I guess it was a desire to reach more than just students, like
right.
you said.
Yeah, so to educate – this is my passion in life. This is why I'm on this earth, is to educate as much as I can. And I want to get the word out, not just to our students, but if you are a patient, if you are a physician, if you want to get into the industry, if you're an accountant, if you're an attorney, there's so many aspects that cannabis law and cannabis accounting and business and medicine, you need to know what's going on. And so we made this workshop, five-day workshop. It's going to be May 6th through 10th. And it's about 40 hours in that week. So it's going to be intensive. But you come out of it with a certificate from continuing ed from FGCU. And in the industry, they want somebody who's educated. They want somebody who knows
right.
what they're talking about.
Right. There probably isn't a formal accreditation process yet, but this
right.
is still something from a bona fide university
exactly.
that shows they've done some groundwork.
Exactly. And as far as I know, we are the only university who's doing a certificate program that is multidisciplinary. There are some programs that are just for law.
Mm-hmm.
Some classes just for law, then one for just for physicians. But since cannabis is so multidisciplinary, I think it helps to know. It does help to know about the laws and what it does
right.
to your body and how to make a business and what are the tax – because the tax laws are very different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it has to be – there. Isn't it all cash still?
Yes, yeah. because it's still a Schedule I drug, so you can't use federal banks. It makes it very tricky. It's – you can't take business deductions.
Hmm.
It's – so – having the accountants and the CEOs and the lawyers there is very much going to add a lot of value to this.
So you are going to be bringing in experts from across disciplines?
We have 20 different experts coming in. So we have a cannabis attorney, a woman. Actually, her background, she was a nurse for many years. And then she went and became an attorney, and she does a lot of cannabis. And so she's going to be wonderful. CEOs, we have accountants. We have medical cannabis physicians. Who else do we have? Botanists. People who do the extraction process mm-hmm. at one of the dispensaries. We have just people in the field. We have a chef talking about making edibles.
Hmm.
We got all sorts of people.
Hmm. How's enrollment going at this point?
We're ready to go.
There's
still spaces.
There's still spaces.
So if you are interested in cannabis in any way, just want to get educated in this thing that is not going away, that's only building, if you want to get into the industry, if you want to know how to invest, if you want to know what the laws are, there are still spaces. So I think it's going to be a fabulous program. I encourage you to sign up.
Hmm. Just to frame our conversation before we proceed, I want to mention the quick facts that you put on the flyer for
mm-hmm.
it. So right now, more than 200,000 patients in Florida are qualified to receive medical marijuana. More
yes.
than 2,000 physicians are qualified to recommend it. There are more than 100 dispensaries, 14 medical marijuana license holding facilities, and according to ArcView Market Research, Florida's cannabis market could reach $1.3 billion next year.
Yes.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. And they are setting the path to have more grow facilities. That's just going through. There's eight more, I believe, coming on.
Gotcha. Are they looking at changing the model? Because they have this vertical integration
right.
model that some have called, you know, kind of like a cartel in a way. You can't really just jump in. You have to be selected.
There's advantages and disadvantages to it.
Right.
But as far as I know, that is not
changing. Not on the table at this point.
Soon,
gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it does certainly, you know, there's a built-in sort of provenance from the beginning.
Exactly.
From the seed to the customer, it's all right there in a line. So
yeah.
I can see why it would make sense, you know, legally and professionally or
yeah.
whatever.
You know what you're getting more.
Right, right,
yeah.
right. Exactly. So if you had tried to project where we would be at this point, say 5 years ago, could you have imagined that we had leapt so far forward
no.
in such a short time?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't have imagined this in the last 5 months. It is growing like crazy. It's very exciting. But who knew?
Yeah. Well, you know, here we are. If you're just joining the show today, I'm talking with Dr. Martha Rosenthal. She's professor of neuroscience and physiology at Florida Gulf Coast University. She's leading a 5-day cannabis education certificate program workshop from May 6th through 10th here at FGCU. It is open to the public. If you'd like to ask her a question or make a comment, give us a call now. The number is 877-428-8255. That is 877-GCU-TALK. So let's walk through what it's going to be covering. Do you have it all laid out in your you know, do you have a whole syllabus for the week?
Absolutely.
Of course you do.
Of course,
right?
I know. If you knew me, you know. Of course I do.
Yeah.
So yes, day one, we're starting with history, which is fascinating. And it tells us how we got where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And much of it is not – none of it essentially is based on science.
Right.
It's based on race. It's based on money. It's based on politics.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about the history and then law. Most of the day is the cannabis law.
Like current cannabis law, how it stands, yeah. or the arc of law, how it's changed.
Some of the arc, but mostly the state law versus federal versus international. Some things that you might not know about, some important. So if you have your medical cannabis card and you take a drug test, yes, you can still get fired even though you have your medical cannabis card. So some important laws that everyone should know about. So day one is law. Day two is botany in the morning. So what is this plant and how does it grow? And talk about hemp. Hemp is a fascinating plant that is very good for the environment and grows fast. You don't need pesticides. So we'll talk about hemp and the nature of the cannabis plant in the afternoon, talking about the cultivation and extraction process. So how do you go from a plant to a product? What happens there? What are some techniques and solvent techniques? Day three, it's science day. So that is, we could talk about what's called the endocannabinoid system. And not only every human, but every animal has this in their body. It's the most widespread receptor system of all. And it controls so many things in our body. So that's how the plant work is, because we have a natural form of it in our body already. So we'll talk about that, what THC is, what it does to the body, what CBD is, what it does to the body, and medicinal uses. I have a physician coming in to talk about how do you prescribe it and what is the dosing and how do you know what ratio for which condition. Let's see. Day four is cannabis day. I have a CEO, an investment banker. I have accountants talking about cannabis accounting. And then I have a number of people who are in the industry in so many ways. So I have someone who owns a smoke shop and a CBD shop and somebody who does packaging and how they got into that. I have somebody who's a bud tender, and just all different ways.
How'd you find all these people? Or did they find you?
But little of both. And then day five is how to educate, advocate, and evaluate. So how to get the word out and how – there's so much information out there. There's quite a bit of misinformation. So all these things saying, okay, it's the devil's lettuce and it'll kill you. Well, let's evaluate that. And other people saying it cures everything. Well, no, let's evaluate that as well. So we'll talk about that. And in the afternoon, we will have a session on how you make edibles. I make games, and so I made How to Be a Cannaboss, and we're going to play a review game, and then it's the reception and graduation.
Hmm. Will there be any actual making of infused products during the class,
or is that
more theoretical?
No, this time it's got – well, we may show how to infuse but use rosemary.
Gotcha.
Just
– I see. So you're going through the mechanical process, but you're not – yes.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the cannabinoid system that we all have in us and animals all have us in us. As someone who has a background like you do, you've probably known that for a long time.
We haven't known it
for a
long
time. Okay. So we haven't known it for a long time.
No.
Because I just thought that would be a weird dissonance as a researcher to know that it's this universal thing that every animal has, yet the thing that that matches it in nature is demonized. Yeah. And, you know,
it was discovered in the 90s.
Okay.
Which is – it's fascinating to me that only 6% of med schools teach it.
Hmm.
And it is the most widespread, what's called metabotropic receptor system in the body. It is everywhere. It controls homeostasis. It controls rest, relaxation, appetite. If there's injury, it kicks in to deal with that. It does so many things. And most people don't know about it. And it's there to protect us and help us.
We have some calls coming in.
Oh,
let's
great.
Take a few calls. If you have a question or comment and would like to add your voice to our conversation, the number is 877-428-8255. Let's talk to Kelly in Fort Myers. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Kelly?
Kelly, you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
I'm visiting from Colorado, so I'm intrigued listening because, as you know, we have legalized marijuana, feels like a long time ago, several years. Will your seminar address issues state to state, or will it be more Florida-based?
It's going to be both. We're going to address, because it's different. Not everyone taking this will necessarily be in Florida. And so we will be talking about different state laws, and they are quite different, as you know.
Yeah. I'm an accountant and have been interested in possibly getting into the industry in Colorado, but kind of fear the industry, given that it's, you know, cash-based. And so I'm curious if you feel like some of my apprehensions might be assuaged if I came to your seminar.
Well, I certainly hope so. So we do have an accountant, and we have, and the attorney also is talking about some of the accountant issues, because it is a unique challenge financially. But I think it's only getting better because more and more and more states, we're up to 25% of Americans now live in a state where it's legal. And 33 states, it's medicinal. So we're over the tipping point.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that many states legal.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, thank you very much for weighing in. We appreciate your time.
I hope you sign up.
Thank you.
And let's also then now take a call from Ellen in Fort Myers. She says she's an ER nurse and wants to talk about the medical dangers of cannabis, which is, of course,
yes,
a great point. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Hello. Hey, I was just listening to your show, and I wanted to call in because I had some concerns. I just turned 60, so I'm pretty well aware, used to hearing a lot about marijuana. I have used it in the past myself, the actual herb. But now what I'm seeing, or I should say what we see in emergency rooms a lot, is kids coming in that are basically overdosing, and it's really concerning. Like they're hearing, they're using marijuana, it's becoming more acceptable. But in the past, we never saw kids coming in with marijuana use as their stated drug and having all these horrible side effects and problems. So I'm wondering if you could speak on that, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are also not educated on it.
Yeah. Oh, Ellen, I'm so glad you brought this up. And it's one of the things I really want to educate about it, because back in the day, the average THC was like 3%, and it's up to 30% now. And the higher THC has quite a few medicinal benefits. It absolutely does. But when you get very high THC and when the kid's doing the dabbing, it can be up to 90% or more. That's where you start to see, and you can overdose. It's no fatal overdose. There's been no known fatal overdoses, but you can still have an overdose, intense paranoia and anxiety. And there's something we're seeing now called cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, which you've probably seen. If you long-term chronic use of high THC, they come in and they can't stop vomiting. That's not fun. And it goes away, and the treatment is taking a hot shower, actually, and abstinence. You give it up, and it goes away. But we do see side effects, and so the people are saying, it's completely safe, and there's no side effects. Of course that's not true. You can – too much water has a side effect. Huh. So getting that word out that, yes, there's some problems, that you have to know this is a drug that affects the body. Let's educate about it.
Right. So how are we going to – can you want to speak on how that's going to be done at your seminar, or what do you see being done in the general public? Because it looks like it's going to become more of a problem, you know, from what I'm seeing.
And I do get concerned at not everyone feels this way, but I'm concerned about the higher and higher and higher THC, because CBD – balances that. And if you lose the CBD and just have THC, you're losing some of that. So I am definitely addressing it. And when I'm speaking on Science Day, I am talking about the adverse effects. I'm talking about the emesis syndrome. And I'm talking about some of the bad things that it can do. And in my courses, we'll be talking about that. And just education, the more we can get out there, and you getting out there working in the ER and telling people about this, so we know the good that it can do and the bad that it can do.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for listening and for calling in. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Real quick, before we take another call from Klaus and Lehigh Acres, the other way it's easy to get too much is through the edibles, right?
Yes. And edibles can be great if you know what you're doing because they can give long-term relief. But the thing is, it goes through something called first-pass metabolism. Is your liver metabolizes it differently when you take it, when you ingest it, when you take it through other routes of administration. And it's actually converted into something more potent that binds the receptors more potently. And it gets you higher and it has more adverse effects. And it can last for 8 hours. And sometimes people – and it takes like an hour to kick in. So people will eat their brownie and say, oh my goodness, I feel nothing. I'm having another brownie, huh? And then maybe one more, and you've just had a really whopping dose, and you may feel the effects for a day, and it's going to be more intense effects. So just getting that education, because a lot of people think edibles by nature must be safer than vaping or smoking, and that is not necessarily true.
All right, we are running out of time, but I'm going to take one more call. Klaus in Lehigh Acres, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, by medical marijuana or marijuana or cannabis being a Schedule I drug, mm-hmm. and you invest in it, so you stocks, whatever, how is that going to affect your investment by it being an illegal substance federally? How would that affect your investment?
Great question. It should not be a Schedule I drug. Hopefully that will change. I know the Canadian stock market has, you can invest. But it's – honestly, I know much more about what it does in the body than the investment, which is why I'm looking forward to listening to the investment banker and talking about that at the seminar. So it's a great question that a lot of people have.
The seminar will include investing. That's on the fifth day?
Yep, that's day five.
Okay. Can you just come to one of the...
Unfortunately not.
One day, or you have to...
No, unfortunately not for this one. We are looking in the future to... Eventually, we want this online. Have this as a
something
research.
Accessible,
something more accessible for everybody. But
you got to create it first.
You got to create it first. We're going to be doing it again in August as two weekends because not everyone could take a week off of work,
right?
And so August first two weekends in August, we're going to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then a Saturday, Sunday. So you miss one day of work instead of five.
Gotcha. All right, Klaus, thank you so much for listening in.
All right, thank you.
All right. Okay, so we just have a couple minutes left. Our next guest is going to be talking about he's one of the founders of the new Seed and Bean Shop in downtown Fort Myers. They sell coffee, tea, beer, stuff like that, but they also sell CBD products, which are pervasive now in the market. What do you know about CBD's health effects, and what do you know about where it stands legally?
Preliminary data is fascinating, and it looks like it has many health effects, but a lot of it is anecdotal, and animal studies and in vitro studies. Preliminary human studies are really promising. We need more clinical studies, but it seems to be very safe and effective. Legally, it is very much a gray area, and technically, I hate to say this, but technically you're not supposed to put it in food and sell that because it is classified since Epidiolex to treat seizure disorder was approved. It is now classified as a drug, not mm-hmm. a dietary supplement. So you can't just put a drug
into food. Is that a Florida thing or a federal thing?
Federal thing. Hmm. But it's up in the air, and the FDA is talking about – they are looking at it and changing the schedule. But right – I'm not schedule, but changing how they're dealing with that. But right now – it's not regulated. You don't know what you're getting. So if you're going to buy CBD, I highly recommend you get it from a place that does batch testing, that you get a website or you get a bar to scan and you could see what you are getting because quite a few of them actually have no CBD or have something right. else. So since it's not regulated, go to one of the more reputable places. And technically it shouldn't be – well, it's – not legal for it to be in food, but we're seeing it everywhere. And that's going to change soon, I think.
All right. That is all the time we have for this part of the show. I want to thank my guest. Dr. Martha Rosenthal is a professor of neuroscience and physiology at FGCU. She will be presenting a 5-day cannabis education certificate program from May 6th through 10th at FGCU, which is open to the public. You can find a link to more information on our website, gulfcoastlab.org. Dr. Rosenthal, thanks for coming in for the show, as always.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a real quick musical interlude now as we bring in our next guest. We're going to pivot to CBD. It's a compound found in cannabis that is being touted for its positive health effects and ability to relax people who consume it, but the research is still just getting started, and as we just heard, the legality is in a gray area. I'm Mike Canary. You're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.